Welcome back to the Zcash podcast, where we dissect the metrics shaping the Zcash ecosystem. Trinity, we're looking at the data for January 1st, 2026, and it presents a stark contrast to the closing days of last year.
It certainly does, Neo. If the previous reporting period showed cautious accumulation into the shielded pools, the new year is opened with a decisive reversal. Let's start there. The privacy metrics. What are the key takeaways from the shielded flow data?
The most significant observation is the net privacy flow. Yesterday, we saw a healthy inflow of nearly 1,966 ZEC into the shielded pool. Today, that narrative has completely inverted. We experienced a massive net outflow of approximately 1,159 ZEC. This delta suggests a significant deshielding event has occurred, likely associated with a large institution or whale address moving funds into the transparent layer, possibly for exchange execution.
That's a roughly 3,100 ZEC swing day over day. When we look at the activity driving that, I see a substantial drop in the sheer number of shielded transactions, falling from 337 down to 219. Is this simply fewer users using the privacy features, or are the transactions themselves getting larger?
The latter, Trinity. While the percentage of shielded transactions dropped slightly to 3.8%, the structure of the remaining transactions is interesting. The total count fell, but the average size of the shielded activity increased considerably. Our mean absolute shielded value delta jumped from about 16.7 ZEC yesterday to 24.2 ZEC today. This suggests that while fewer users committed to shielding, the transactions that did occur were larger and potentially executed by more sophisticated actors. The deshielding event itself, where over 3,230 ZEC was removed, was clearly driven by high-value transfers.
Moving past privacy flows and looking at the overall network health, the throughput metrics reflect a general slowdown. We saw total ZEC transferred plummet from over 1.07 million ZEC down to just 294,000 ZEC. Similarly, the total USD value transferred dropped over 70%, sitting just above $150 million. Neo, is this post-holiday liquidity dry-up, or is there a specific behavioral shift we should note?
It appears to be a systemic contraction in activity following high year-end volume. Active unique addresses dropped from over 6,300 down to 5,093. This lower engagement is reflected across all transaction categories, including those categorized as whale transfers, transactions involving very large sums of ZEC.
Let's focus on the whales for a moment. Yesterday, we tracked 1,230 whale-sized transactions. Today, that count is 1,031. The absolute number has decreased, but given the total transaction count also got up substantially, how does the relative concentration of major players look?
The concentration remains relatively high compared to the overall volume reduction. The whales account for 1,031 out of 5,748 total transactions, which is slightly less than one-fifth of the activity. However, if we assume these 1,031 transfers were the primary drivers of the 294,000 ZEC moved, it indicates that the network activity is currently dominated by high-value clearing and settlement, rather than broad, dispersed retail volume. The network is quiet, but the big players are still moving serious capital.
Now, we must address the glaring anomaly in the fee structure. While the median transaction fee remains negligible and stable at around 5 cents USD, suggesting excellent network availability for standard uses, the maximum transaction fee is staggering. We're seeing a maximum fee reported just shy of $665,000. That is an enormous outlier.
It is an extremely significant outlier, Trinity, and it demands scrutiny. A transaction fee of that magnitude is almost certainly not organic market behavior. It's significantly higher than the previous day's maximum fee of $616,000, which was already an anomaly. There are typically three explanations for a fee this high. First, an institutional error, a fat finger mistake inputting the fee value for a large transfer. Second, it could be an intentional, high-priority, zero-latency payment execution designed to guarantee immediate block inclusion irrespective of cost, although that price point is far beyond necessary.
And the third explanation?
The third, and perhaps more concerning possibility, is an intentional network test or a form of signaling spam, although the value is too high for typical spam costs. Given the volatility of the maximum fee across these 2 days, we need to monitor if this becomes a persistent behavioral pattern. For now, we classify this as a substantial, likely accidental, fee payment that temporarily skewed our average fee metric, though critically, it did not affect the median cost for standard users.
So, to summarize the first day of 2026, we saw a significant retraction in overall network volume and unique address engagement. The dominant story is the privacy reversal, with over 1,100 ZEC being removed from shielded pools. And finally, the network remains technically accessible, but marked by an extraordinary fee payment anomaly.
Precisely. A day of consolidation marked by significant outflows and unusual expense at the top end of the fee spectrum. We'll be watching closely to see if the net deshielding trend continues into tomorrow's report.
Thank you, Neo. That was a deep dive into today's Zcash metrics on the Zcast podcast. We'll catch you next time.